my dad bringing me up to a Royal British Asian Christmas party. We had bars of chocolate and things given to us, and the first party I'd ever been to. And it's always stood in my mind. I can just about feel it when I walk in the room now, you know. It made that room special, as it was forevermore, really. And as still is. The village hall is, you know, very special, not to me, but to everyone.
Each year, the farmers would get together, and because times were so tight back then, there wasn't a lot of money, they would put on a Christmas lunch for the old folks of the village and surround. And every year, the oldest two couples, or one, whichever it may be, would cut the Christmas cake. And the main four ladies, I've always called them, you know, the four musketeers. They were the wives of the, there was the village butcher was one. There was one, two, three farmers were the others. So, and they used to have a, you know, nice Christmas meal. And after the meal, they would have a Christmas present. So each person went home with a little something. They pushed the boat out, you know.
Christmas time, we would do handbell training in there, because we used to go around with the carol singers, so we used to ring the handbells, and we used to do our training in there. So it was a build-up. Christmas is a magical time in those days, really.
So we used to come down here for our school Christmas parties, all the different games, and winning prizes.
Yeah.
For silly things like who's got the longest hair. Who could hop for the longest. You know, it's just silly things like that. Yeah. But
yeah, because the canteen was built just outside where the shop is now. So we would go in there for the actual Christmas party food and then come in here to play the games. Balloons, wasn't it? And kind of like those tinsely cheap
streamers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to make paper chains.
Yeah.
The Christmas parties and the school plays we have here.
Which was always manic. We all used to have to get dressed in here and everything changed.
One year
we used to get shouted at all the time.
And the carol service, and I had to play a tambourine, and there was the three of us in a row, and I was there. I was in tune, like, and then the other two started going out of tune. So then I was out of tune, and what a bloody racket we made with these tambourines. It was awful. It was bloody awful. It used to be quite funny, didn't it, with those plays?
Well, looking back.
And they couldn't remember the words, or they got the words mixed up, and the bloody baby fell out the manger. And somebody had a strop, like, you know, it was good fun.
Oh, we've been sandwiches and sausage rolls and all the old-fashioned stuff that you used to
still do. Mrs. High, she was the main
sausage
cook.
Sausage Johns on sticks, I expect, and
Mrs.
cheese.
Mrs. Richards, wasn't it? Mrs. High's.
The school, we used to have a Christmas activity, and I always remember being a shepherd or something like that in them, you know, just to go up on the stage, which was then carol service. We sing carols, you know, as well. It was lovely, yeah.
Christmas parties, magic again. The teachers used to let go a little bit. They were strangely different. We used to do all the games, pass the parcel. It was wonderful because the whole school were in, you know what I mean? Not just different classes, we were all in together. And we all had a prezi, which was magical in those days. Mr. Yelland, the headmaster in my time, used to give us books that he'd saved up from reps. But it meant a lot in those days. It's always magical, you know.
Well, I do remember them doing the Christmas party that Audrey runs every Christmas for the people that come to the coffee morning. Audrey puts a big row of tables down the middle and she buys lovely things, serviettes and all the trimmings that you could say. And usually we have someone, well, Tony Dickinson does a lot at the entertaining. So, well, we always have a nice time. I've not been to one that I haven't thoroughly enjoyed. And then the garden club always do a Christmas party.
I was born in Cape Town, South Africa. And I think when we first moved to Cornwall, we were renting in Truro for a while. And it just never felt like home. And then we bought our lovely little cottage in St. Mabon. And suddenly we were in a village and we thought, okay, so we don't know anybody. Is there sort of a life to the village? And I think one of the first things that happened was near Christmas, they used to have like a mistletoe fair. And that was amazing because I guess sort of coming from Africa, it was a sort of sense of like, wow, it's like proper Christmas. It's cold and there was fresh mistletoe that you could buy and people had stands. And there was just such a lovely, I think, sense of community